The Dental Practice Fixers podcast is brought to you by the Maddow Center for Dental Practice Success. To find out how we can help increase the success of your practice, check out maddow.com or call us at 1-800-258-0060.
Hello there. Welcome to the Dental Practice Fixers podcast. I am Dr. David Maddow.
Dr. Richard Maddow, we are your co-hosts on the Dental Practice Fixers podcast. We've got two really interesting calls today, and we are excited to get going. Dave, we've been getting a lot of great feedback from our listeners about things that we've talked about. So if you want to send us a little message, what's the best email for that? I can never seem to remember. Although info@maddow.com always works.
Always works. So, yeah. That'll definitely get to us, no question about it.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you something, Dave. I was schmying around on our Maddow.com website the other day. We've got like a lot of links and things that maybe we haven't looked at for a long time, but I found this thing that we wrote. Tell me if you remember this, because I did not remember. In 2015,
I don't remember.
Exactly.
2015, I don't remember, but go ahead. We
compiled this list of 30 phrases that you should never say to your patients. And it wasn't just things we made up, but we heard all of these 30 things as we traveled across the country, visiting dental practices with our coaches, you know, kind of watching and observing. This list just cracked me up. Things like, your insurance will cover everything. I love this one, number 26. Linda was fired. Do you remember that? We were in an office and somebody came in and said, "Where's Linda?" And they said, "Linda was fired."
I'll tell you, it's hilarious. I don't remember that exactly, but it's hilarious.
I'm just looking at the list right now. Number 11, the doctor really botched this one.
Those were things that were actually that we actually heard we actually, in dental
we,
offices.
I remember we sat down one day. It might have been like we were out to dinner at one of our seminars and just started writing down all these things that we heard said at people's offices and made this little blog about it. It was hilarious. I can't find your chart. I love that one.
I can't find your chart. That makes somebody feel really good.
I know. I'm just trying to think. Can you think of anything that's ever been said to you in an office or any kind of business that just should not have been said? It happens all the time, doesn't it?
Oh well, okay. So here's a good one. It was not in a dental office, but I was in a business the other day, and this sales guy was like a total jerk. And I called him out on something. Then I know I was correct. And his answer to me, and I'm sure this happens in dental practices all over the place, but his answer to me, and Rich, you and I have talked about this. You'll love it. But he said, "Hey, look, I only work here."
Oh man!
And I'm thinking, it really pissed me off too, because that was like his answer. Like, how can you even say anything about that? You know,
right? It's kind of like I'm sorry, that's below my pay grade. You know, I mean, that kind of stuff. I'm sure it's been said in dental practices before. That kind of said, what does that say to you when if someone says, "Hey man, I only work here"?
It basically says they don't care.
Exactly.
Because, you know, look, anybody, no matter what your position is, and I don't care if you're the janitor, if you see a customer that's having a problem, you can help them in some way. And saying, "I only work here," is like Tomney punted. It's like a punt.
Tomney just punted.
Get rid of the ball.
Right. And if you don't know the answer to something or you're really not responsible for something, instead of saying "I only work here," say something like, "Hey, that's a great question. It's really not my field of expertise, but let's get Martha involved. You know, she's the one who deals with insurance." It just something like that. Yeah. Jeez.
Exactly.
I only work here.
Rich, is there any way? Okay, so you saw those 30. Is there any way we can make those available in a future Maddow Dental Digest?
We should. I'll tell you, if you want to see it right now, and this is how I found it, just totally accidentally, for some reason, it's living on maddow.com/30, the digits, 30, maddow.com/30. But yeah, we'll definitely put it in an upcoming Maddow Dental Digest. Hey, speaking of that, I know we're trying to get to our first call, but I guess not everybody listening to the podcast even gets the Maddow Dental Digest.
Well, that's true. As a matter of fact, if you want to get... Rich, explain just for a second what the Maddow Dental Digest is, and I can tell people how to get it really, really easily.
Well, once a week, we do an email that's called the Matto Dental Digest, and it's like a little dental news digest. Typically, it involves a really great practice management tip, something that we've learned over the years, or one of our coaches has learned that we want to pass along to you. But we always do it in a fun way. Usually, it involves a story of something that happened in a practice, always something you can learn from. Then, of course, we'll keep you up to date on our various seminars and master classes across the country. We'll show you ways that you can save money in your practice, all kinds of good things. And we used to do an email every day, and people told us that got a little bit cumbersome seeing us in their inbox too frequently. So we decided maybe once a week we'll put it together a really fun to read digest of a bunch of different tips and tricks and seminar appearances and ways you can grow your practice. So typically every Tuesday it comes out in your email box, the Matto Dental Digest.
It's a great one. So if you want to be on the list, if you want to get this, and it's totally free, and we don't spam you, we don't share your name with anybody else, the easiest way right now is to join our VIP list. And if you text your email address to this number, and Rory, I hope you put the number down here. If you're watching the video, of course, if you're listening to the audio, you got to write this down. The phone number is, or the text number to text to is 443-312-2014. If you just simply text your email address to that number, you will be put on our VIP list. You will get the Matto Dental Digest on Tuesdays, and you will love it. We guarantee that.
I'm just looking at this list of 30 things that you should never say to a patient. And since, I know these podcasts live for a long time, but right now we're kind of the political season is heating up a little bit. This one said, did you watch the debates? Do you remember that? We were in an office where somebody was like trying to get patients in a political conversation.
I totally remember that one. I remember that.
Don't do that.
It's a no win.
It's a total no win. Even if you and the patient are on the same side politically, it's not a place you should go.
I agree. Yeah, it just leads to bad things generally. Yep.
Okay, let's do a call.
This is Jasmine.
Hi, I've got a question for you. I'm looking for a new dentist, and I just want to know, what kind of music do you play in your office?
It varies. It's all different kinds.
Mm-hmm. But if I wanted to bring in headphones, could I listen to that? If I need like a filling or something, could I put on my own headphones and listen to music?
Yes, sir.
So I can listen to like the Grateful Dead or something like that while I'm getting a filling done?
Yes.
Got to have Jerry with you at all times, right? Okay. That's good to know.
Yes,
so,
sir.
So that wouldn't get in your way at all?
No, sir.
Great, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, it's a great question. Let me tell you, what kind of music do you play? Well, you know, she was very friendly. I liked voice. I liked her laugh.
How about the yes, sir? You like the yes, sir?
I did like that. I did like that.
She was a little southern.
I thought it was fine. She was very accommodating. I felt from her that she would want to make your visit very comfortable. I felt really good with her.
I totally agree. And you know what? I think we try not to make these calls too goofy. We try to make them something that actually could happen from a potential new patient. But I think calling a dental practice and saying, may I listen to my own earbuds or headphones while I'm having treatment, is an excellent question. It might not be a question you get every day, but it's an excellent question. This patient wanted to listen to the Grateful Dead. We certainly don't blame them.
Do you think she knew who Jerry was when you said, got to have Jerry? Do you think she understood that totally?
No, I think she had no idea. You never know, though.
I was kind of impressed how she chuckled along with it. She played right. Along. I like that.
Do you think she knew?
Probably not. Or if she figured it out quickly, maybe.
Right,
she,
right.
You know.
In any case, this is a person who was obviously looking for a new dental practice and just wanted to know if they could bring in their own headphones and listen to their own music. Good question, I thought. And as you said, she was kind. She was friendly. She gave a nice answer. She said, of course you can, sir.
Yeah. The only thing she didn't do was ask you when you wanted to come in or if you wanted to come in or give you two great choices, two great options. You know, and Rich, we talk about this all the time. Like you said, well, is this a common call to a dental office? Is somebody going to be calling your office saying, what kind of music do you play or can I bring my head? Maybe not. But it's the example is, anybody that answers the phones at the front desk has to think on their feet and has to think quickly and be kind, answer the question, but then turn it around and get the caller into the appointment book. That is like the most important thing. And she did everything really well up until that point.
Agree. She was super friendly, answered the question well, made the patient feel like they were going to be welcome in the practice, but then never welcomed them into the practice.
I would have loved to have gone there and put on my earbuds and listened to the Grateful Dead. I was almost ready to make an appointment, but she didn't say anything.
At an extremely high volume, I would imagine.
Very high volume.
Yeah, nor did she get the patient's information.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, you know, unfortunately, she was really kind, but we're going to I have to fail her.
Yeah, I think certainly in a pass-fail situation, she has to fail. I hate to say it because I hate to fail a nice, friendly person with a nice voice like that who seemed very accommodating. But the fact is, this patient never existed. The doctor has no idea they ever called. There's no record, no information, no contact information, no appointment, nothing. Boom, gone. Yeah. Lost and gone forever.
I'd give her a G. G
for grateful?
For Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
Or a B for Bobby.
I'm going to give her an F for Phil.
Okay, good one, Rich.
Cool. I hope all our listeners appreciate the creativity we put into this. But it really is true, Dave, as you said, if you get an uncommon question, think quickly and turn it quickly to getting the patient into the office, in the appointment book.
Right.
Yep.
Before we get on to our next call, which, by the way, is a pretty good one, I think. A couple little announcements. You want to go first or you want me to?
Yeah. Again, we'd love it when we get feedback from our listeners and people have written in, emailed in. I say written in, you feel like someone's writing a letter, you know, emailing and saying, hey, we want to find out more. We really like what you guys are doing. How can you help our practice more? So we have made arrangements where anybody who listens to the Dental Practice Fixers podcast can actually get on the phone with us. We'll do a 30-minute call. We call it a complimentary coaching consultation call. You can call it whatever the heck you want, but we'll get on the phone with you. We might even have one of our coaches on there. We can talk about your practice, any issues you're having, any maybe things that you're struggling with in your practice. Maybe it could be a number of things. It could be treatment plan acceptance. Maybe your team's not as cohesive as you would like. Maybe you're just not earning as much money as you would like to earn in dentistry, or maybe you're not having as much fun in your practice. It's not bringing you joy. Whatever it is, we'll hop on the phone with you. 30-minute call. Just go to matto.com/call, C-A-L-L, and we'll brainstorm, we'll shoot the breeze, we'll talk to you about your practice, and we'll also let you know what it will be like to work with us as your coaches, as part of your team. We've had incredible success with practices all across the country, and if you're struggling with something or your practice isn't exactly where you want it to be, maybe you can be our next success story. So go to matto.com/call, and we'll talk to you soon.
But make sure you are the practice owner. You've got to be the practice owner. I mean, you know, assistants, hygienists, front desk people, we love you, but we want to get on the phone with the practice owner to get right down to the nitty-gritty details of everything.
Yeah, and again, nothing against associates. We love associates and dentists. We were both associates at one time, but this is for practice owners only. Excellent. Right.
Good one. So, Rich, I had something I was thinking about the other day. Do you remember, and if our listeners and viewers might not know this, but our beloved dad passed away about 2 years ago, roughly 2 years ago or so. And, well, you know, so when that happens, as sad as it is, you have to go through all of the bank accounts and statements and letters and all the stuff they've got.
The oldest brother has to do that, typically. The oldest.
So one of the things we uncovered was our dad was paying, I think it was $19.95 every single month for AOL access.
Yes.
And I think that was probably, I mean, I think he signed up years and years and years ago, and that was, it must have been going on for a long time. And he wasn't using AOL anymore. You know, they had Comcast and Wi-Fi or, you know, internet service in their house.
And it's free anyway, isn't it? Isn't AOL free these
absolutely
days?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a whole other thing. So, for over many, many, many years, his bank account was being dinged $19.95 every single month. And Rich and I call that like a lazy expense, just something that's on your bill. A lot of times you don't even see it. You don't realize it's being billed, but you're losing money every single month. And we felt really bad. So we immediately canceled that thing quickly. But Rich, I started thinking, so the opposite of that is suppose a dental office or anybody had like The opposite of a lazy expense was something that was actually making them money every single month. They had to just, you had to sign up one time, do it, and it's kind of in the background running, and you're making money every single month. Well, you know, we talk about fat merchant a lot, our partners in credit card processing for dental offices, and there's no question in our minds that all you have to do is, when you sign up for fat merchant, you're saving money on your credit card bill for your dental office, or your credit card processing, I should say, for your dental office every single month without doing anything. You do it one time, and from then on, you're getting money, pretty much getting money in your checkbook. And whatever you do with that money is up to you, whether you want to go to like a nice dinner every month, whether you want to go on vacation, whether you want to buy your team some cool things, whatever it is. You're making money every single month. It's kind of a, why wouldn't you do this? It's a no-brainer and the opposite of a lazy expense. So if you want to find out more about how to work with Fat Merchant and how you can save money every single month in your checkbook, in your dental office, simply go to matto.com/save. And I can't think of a better word to have after the slash matto.com, because every single month, once you do it, you'll be saving money. And it's not totally up to you what you do with the money, but you will be saving money, whether it's $10 or whether it's thousands of dollars. It depends on your volume. Every single month, you will save money.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll tell you something else, Dave. This little conversation made me think of, we highly recommend to all our dental practices, get rid of those lazy expenses. You'd be amazed if you looked at your credit card bill every month, or the things that you have on autopilot, so to speak. You're probably spending money you don't have to for something you're not using. So do a good thorough look at every single expense you have. And again, like in Dad's case, $20 a month for AOL. Doesn't seem like a lot, but hey, $240 a year, you know, over the course of 5 years, you're just throwing money away. Yeah. So look through and see if you can identify any lazy expenses in your practice and get rid of them. We've seen it in just about every single practice. We've seen it in our practices, in our business. You just put these things on autopilot and forget about them. Unlike Fat Merchant, which saves you money, there are things that are costing you money. So give that a once over. Give it a once over twice.
After this conversation, Rich, I'm going to go back to my Mint account and just look through everything, because I'm sure I've got some personal lazy expenses right now that I don't need to be spending money on every month. And so this gave me like good incentive to go back and look at that.
Definitely. I mean, you don't need that. I was trying to think of what like the old parallel to AOL would be, but it's so long ago, I can't even think of. Was there like another service that people used to pay for?
Do you mean internet or other?
Yeah, like CompuServe or something like that.
All kinds of stuff out there. Yeah. I can't remember, off the top of my head. But
back in the old days. Our millennial listeners don't even know what we're talking about here. These things go so far back.
Yeah.
So we gave a lot of matto.com slashes. /30/call/save. Right. Do it all.
And you can invent your own. Just go to matto.com/something and hopefully maybe something will be there. Maybe not.
You never know. All right, let's do the next call.
Sounds good.
This is Christina.
Hi, yes. Can you tell me how much it is for a cleaning, please?
Okay. So there's different types of cleanings.
Okay.
And are you looking at no insurance for a quote?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay. And so we usually don't do just a cleaning. So usually we'll be with exam and x-rays and whatnot. But just the cleaning itself, simple cleaning, it's $85. Since, like I said, there is different types of cleaning, that will be the simple one.
Okay. And simple ones generally okay for like people like me, probably?
So It does vary. We usually do exam and x-rays, and if your gums are healthy enough, you will get a simple cleaning. If they're not, you will get a periodontal cleaning. Periodontal cleanings can go from, just depending on how deep they have to go under your gum line, they can go from like, they can go from like 160 up to 231 per area.
Oh, okay. What does that mean per area, though? Is that for the whole mouth, or what does that mean actually?
Mm-mm. So you have four quads in your mouth.
Oh,
so
God.
Each quad, when they have to do scaling and root planing, each quad will be that amount. So you times that by four. But the comprehensive exam for a new patient, you're looking at 81. The full set of x-rays is 110. So usually for an initial visit, you're looking at 276.
Okay. Thank you very much for your help. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, just let us know if you decide to go ahead and we can help you out.
Oh, sure, sure. You've been very helpful, and I thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know, it's funny. I said you've been very helpful. I thank you very much for that. But was she really very helpful?
She was extremely unhelpful. I'm like, guys, she took that in so many convoluted twists and turns. I think, again, as we say, she scared the shit out of that patient. Oh, my God. How much is a cleaning? She's talking about quads and periodontal cleanings and huge expenses. And it includes the exam and x-rays and whatnot. I wonder how much the whatnot was. That was my one of my favorite. And it was some, you know, this is just a cleaning, but you might need an exam, x-rays, and whatnot. I felt like I just took my first semester of dental hygiene school in that call.
I was basically looking in the mirror after that call, looking at my gums, thinking, man, I must have some kind of gum disease, because she's already basically treatment planned me for gum disease.
Yes, diagnosed and treatment planned right over the phone, when all you said was, how much is a cleaning?
Well, you know, Rich, another example of how somebody can take a simple question, how much is a cleaning, and their goal, the goal should only be to get the caller into the appointment book, but taken in so many convoluted directions. And I've got gum disease, I've got four quads of scaling, I've got, and the exam, I think she said something, the exam with the x-rays and the cleaning itself would be 276. I was so confused about the whole thing. That's why I really didn't end up. Well, she didn't ask me even to make an appointment. That's one problem. Yeah, I didn't make one either.
She knew after all that BS, there was no way in the world you were going to make an appointment. But I think confused is a good word to use. She's saying, oh, you've got, there are four quads. Like, what the heck does that even mean to a non-dental person? Just confusing, confusion, confusion, confusion. And I think she didn't ask for the appointment because she knew there was no way in the world you were going to make one after that spiel.
She said something. I can't remember. She said something. She said something about you're going to need a CMX and an FMX. I can't remember if she said. But what is a CMX?
I think it's a train. Is that the name of the train that goes runs up and down the East Coast?
I was so confused, and I'm a dentist, and I was confused. Imagine like a regular caller that has no dental education. They're not going to know what's going on there.
Oh, it was horrible. I mean, I always think like, what would happen if a physician's office, which they do, they're worse than dentists actually. But if they started going into all this medical detail about things that you may or may not need, it's scary. It's unnecessary, and there's no way in the world you were going to make the appointment after being so confused and put off.
I still say the best line, if somebody asks a question like that, the best opening line from the front desk person, the person on the phone, is something like, wow, thanks so much for calling. It sounds like you're looking for a new dentist. I mean, you can never go wrong with that.
Yep. Let me tell you about our practice.
Be kind and take it from there.
And brag about how great your practice is. It would have gotten the patient in. Because look, you don't have insurance. It's going to be a, you know, somewhat significant investment, even exam, x-rays, and cleaning. But you're going to go somewhere to get it. So why not make it your practice, you know?
You're going to go somewhere. And I think that front desk people need to understand that just because a certain question is asked, you've got the ability to take the conversation in the direction that you want to take it. You don't have, I mean, of course, you should answer questions, but you can answer like a politician almost. You know, you're given a question, but you can then say anything you want. You're the speaker, right? It sounds like you're looking for a new, look, I know you asked me how much it is for a clean, but it sounds like you're looking for a new dental office. You found it. Don't look any further.
The politician thing just cracked me up. They are so funny. I love that. Right. Mr. Candidate, what's your opinion on Bill 743? Well, let me first say that I love this city. And
Exactly. Right. You're in control. Right. Totally in control.
That was great. So
I have to give her a failing. I loved her. She was nice. Well, she was kind of
nice.
She was fairly nice.
Nice is one thing, but she was awful.
I hate to say it, but she was nice.
Yeah. Nice, of course. But just because you know certain things, because you're educated on that some patients need scaling root planing, that there's a charge per quadrant, and this and that, and this and that, doesn't mean you have to vomit all over the telephone when a new patient calls with a question that has nothing to do with that.
Right.
Yeah. Bad.
Good one. Good one. F. Well, I think that puts another episode of the Dental Practice Fixers in the books.
It sure does.
We will see you next time. I'm Dr. David Maddow.
Dr. Richard Maddow, thanks so much for being with us. We'll see you soon.